Hey, everybody, this is Elon Musk. I want to give a shout out to the Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast. Lee keeps it real, so make sure to tune in and stay informed. Thanks, and keep up the great work, Lee.
I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away. Drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is.
And on that note, welcome to this episode of the Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast. It's been a while since I've talked to y'all. And if you didn't know who is singing that song, then you must have been living without technology since the first week of August, or you're just plain ignorant. That's right. That song is called Rich Man North of Richmond, and it's moving up the charts. It's literally on Apple Music, viral songs. It's on top country songs. If you browse Apple Music, let me tell you where this song is, folks. It's on today's hits. It's on new music. It is on Apple Music's number one hits. Viral hits, country hits, folk song hits. It's going global. And you're asking, Lee, what's so special about this? This is from a dude who goes by the name of Oliver Anthony that lives out in Virginia. And this is a guy that has pretty much only been 30 days sober. His life has been really, really hard. He's living in a fucking... Let me see if I can find really quick what he said. And then I'm going to read a statement from Mr. Oliver Anthony. He is living in a 27-foot camper with a tarp on the roof that he got off of Craigslist for $750. Now let's go back to the song. This guy has been writing songs now for a while. But this song is resonating with people. If you haven't heard the song, go to YouTube. You don't have to have a streaming service to listen to this song. Go to YouTube, type in Oliver Anthony, type in Richmond, North of Richmond. Now, anybody that looks on a map, you know where Richmond, Virginia is. So what is he talking about? Richmond, North of Richmond. Follow that highway all the way up and it goes into the deep state, the swamp that our President Donald Trump had talked about since he came down the escalator in late 2015. The swamp, folks, is what he's talking about. Richmond, north of Richmond. So anyway, this guy wrote this song. This guy doesn't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. He's getting bombarded now by record companies. He turned down an $8 million record contract because he wants to do things his way. He doesn't know if he's going to sign in the future. But let me just tell you, this song dropped on August 8th. This song right now tonight, I saw on Fox News, this may hit the Billboard charts. The Billboard charts, folks. I already saw, everyone knows who Taylor Swift is. She sells millions of albums, and she's been in the top of the list for music for, what, 10 years? Richmond North of Richmond is charting higher than Taylor Swift's songs. Did you hear what I said, folks? Higher. It is charting higher than Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town. It is the number one song almost in every category you can imagine. Oliver Anthony is resonating with people. Now, if you listen to the lamestream, fake news media, CNN, MSNBC, Morning Joe, the typical douchebags, right? These communist socialist bastards, they're saying again that this is a right-wing What do they like to use? What do they like to overuse? What did they say about Jason Aldean's song? They said that it was a... what is that phrase they like to use? A racist dog whistle. So they're saying that about Oliver Anthony. So now the guy's a racist. Where is anything in his song a racist dog whistle? What does that even mean? I mean, it's just a play on words that these liberals like to throw around to make us look like we're the bad guys. But this guy is talking about the average American, and you could be a Democrat, Republican. Oliver Anthony himself has said that he's not a diehard Republican. He's right down the middle. He believes all of Washington is the problem, similar to what I've said on this podcast. You've heard me call out Republicans. They're right in my crosshairs just as well, national and, of course, local, with some of these scumbags here in this town trying to get these local local elected seats so they can fucking, scam people in this town. That's what it is. It's all about money. But anyway, back to Mr. Oliver Anthony. So his song dropped on August 8th and went right to the top. It is literally sitting right now at the top of the iTunes charts. But not only that, it's on every other chart. I mean, I just looked on YouTube. 29 million people have listened to Rich Men North of Richmond on YouTube since August 8th. It's not even been a month, folks. Not even a month. We haven't seen anything like this. This is a movement. And I want to say right now, pray for Oliver Anthony. Pray for his safety. And you're saying, Lee, but it's just like the Jason Aldean song, Try That in a Small Town. No, it's not like Jason Aldean's song, Try It in a Small Town. One of his lyrics, I didn't play the whole song, I played a 30-second clip in the middle of this episode. But I want you to listen to Rich Men North of Richmond, where he says, I wish politicians looked out for minors instead of minors on an island somewhere. What do you think he's talking about? Jeffrey Epstein. Don't you remember? Don't you remember the cover-up? Y'all still don't understand that you've been fucking bullshitted and bamboozled by this country? Do you fuckers out there truly believe Jeffrey Epstein killed himself because the fucking dude that did the autopsy was bought and paid for and told you that lie? But then look and look at the second autopsy where the guy wasn't bought and paid for and said that there's a special bone in the throat that was shattered. And when that bone shattered, that means he was hung. He was fucking strangled to death to shut his ass up. And why do you think? Because of Ghislaine Maxwell. Remember the FBI and the DOJ, and they said they were going to turn over the list of people involved with Jeffrey Epstein and bring him to justice? That's never going to happen because these are the richest people on earth. Rich men north of Richmond, Washington, D.C. Exactly what Mr. Anthony is talking about. So I say pray for this man, for his safety. It ain't like Donald Trump where he's got security. This guy's living in a fucking RV, a fucking camper in the hills of Virginia. Hell, the DOJ could set a fucking strike team and kill his ass. Don't think they wouldn't do it. Don't put nothing past this government anymore. I don't believe anything coming out of their fucking mouth. They are perpetual fucking bullshit artists and liars and traitors to this country. The president sitting in the White House is a fucking traitor to me and you. I don't give a shit if you're a Democrat. We are all Americans. Do you think this president represents you? Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, Oliver Anthony dropped this song August 8th on YouTube and it exploded. So 3 days ago, he wanted to address everybody on Facebook and Twitter. So let me read what he said on Facebook. Just type in Oliver Anthony Music on Facebook and you'll find his page and you can also look at it yourself and see what he's all about. But anyway, I'm going to read to you what he said. And this is one humble, regular, all-American dude. That this administration and entire Washington establishment has fucking forgotten about. And I'm just as sick of it as Oliver Anthony. And you should be too. I don't care what you are, Democrat, liberal, libertarian, independent, Republican. We're all in this together, folks. It's us against them. Anyway, let me read what he said 3 days ago. He said, "It's been difficult as I browse through the 50,000 plus messages and emails I've received in the last week. The stories have been shared paint a brutally honest picture. Suicide, addiction, unemployment, anxiety and depression, hopelessness, and the list goes on. I am sitting in such a weird place in my life right now. I never wanted to be a full-time musician, much less sit at the top of the iTunes charts. Draven from Radio West Virginia and I filmed these tunes on my land with the hope that it may hit 300,000 views. I still don't quite believe what has went on since we uploaded that. It's just strange to me. People in the music industry give me blank stares when I brush off $8 million offers. I don't want 6 tour buses, 15 tractor trailers, and a jet. I don't want to play stadium shows. I don't want to be in the spotlight. I wrote the music I wrote because I'm suffering with mental health and depression. These songs have connected with millions of people on such a deep level because they're being sung by someone feeling the words in the very moment they were being sung. No editing, no agent, no bullshit. Just some idiot and his guitar. The style of music that we should have never gotten away from in the first place. So, that being said, I have never taken the time to tell you who I actually am. Here is my formal introduction. My legal name is Christopher Anthony Lunsford. My grandfather was Oliver Anthony, and Oliver Anthony music is a dedication not only to him, but 1930s Appalachia, where he was born and raised. Dirt floors, 7 kids, hard times. At this point, I'll gladly go by Oliver because everyone knows me as such, but my friends and family still call me Chris. You can decide for yourself. Either is fine. In 2010, I dropped out of high school at age 17. I have a GED from Spruce Pine, North Carolina. I worked multiple plant jobs in Western North Carolina, my last being at the paper mill in McDowell County. I worked third shift 6 days a week for $14.50 an hour in a living hell. In 2013, I had a bad fall at work and fractured my skull. It forced me to move back home to Virginia. Due to complications from the injury, it took me 6 months or so before I could work again. From 2014 until just a few days ago, I've worked outside sales in the industrial manufacturing world. My job has taken me all over Virginia and into the Carolinas, getting to know tens of thousands of other blue-collar workers on job sites and in factories. I've spent all day, every day, for the last 10 years hearing the same story. People are so damn tired of being neglected, divided, and manipulated. In 2019, I paid $97,500 for the property and still owe about $60,000 on it. I am living in a 27-foot camper with a tarp on the roof that I got off of Craigslist for $750. There's nothing special about me. I'm not a good musician. I'm not a very good person. I spent the last 5 years struggling with mental health and using alcohol to drown it. I am sad to see the world in the state it's in, with everyone fighting with each other. I have spent many nights feeling hopeless that the greatest country on earth is quickly fading away. That being said, I hate the way the internet has divided all of us. The internet is a parasite that infects the minds of humans and has their way with them. Hours wasted, goals forgotten, loved ones sitting in houses with each other, distracted all day by technology made by the hands of other poor souls in sweatshops in a foreign land. When is enough enough? When are we going to fight for what is right again? Millions have died protecting the liberties we have. Freedom of speech is such a precious gift. Never in world history has the world had the freedom it currently does. Don't let them take it away from you. Just like those once wandering in the desert, we have lost our way from God and have let false idols distract us and divide us. It's a damn shame. And it looks like he's posting a picture of his grandfather grandmother and the 7 kids they had during those hard times in the 1930s. So that, my friends, is Oliver Anthony. This guy is still turning down $8 and $10 million offers. He is doing free shows, people. I'm just reading here, putting on another free show this Saturday, Come As You Are. No ticket required. I'll be staying after to shake hands and take pictures. Who is this guy? And he goes on, everyone in the industry is rushing me into signing something, but we just want to take things slow right now. I appreciate your patience. He's not doing it. And I respect the guy. Now, he may do it in the future. He may sign. Hey, can you blame him? He may need the money. But one thing, I hope he doesn't sell out. I hope he doesn't sell out. And that's what's happening. So that's what's been going on with this guy. If you haven't heard any of his music, but you know, forget about just his song. He's got a lot of songs. Let me go to Apple Music really quick. And let me find him. He has a new song called Virginia. He just put out August 16th. But he's got, let's see how many songs here. It looks like he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let's see. He's got about 12 or 13 songs, folks. And that's not only, you know, I'm not giving a shout out to just Apple Music. If you're on Spotify, Amazon Music, Pandora, he's all over that. So you can find him there. And like I said, you don't have to have a streaming service. Don't go and buy a streaming service just because I said that you know, don't go to Apple and fucking spend money, man. Just go to YouTube, type in Oliver Anthony Music. That's all at this point. That's all you're going to have to type in, and it's going to pop up. 29 million views and counting. The world hears you, Oliver Anthony. I hear you. And I know you people out there that's been supporting me hear me. I can't tell you about the amount of support that I've gotten over my podcast. I haven't been available as much as I'd like to this summer. I have slowed down. My last podcast episode was, I believe, last month. I've just been taking it easy, folks. But of course, I'm back. I'm probably going to be doing at least one podcast episode every 2 weeks. I'm slowing it down a little. But, you know, for some of you haters out there, I'm sure some of you out there are just wanting me to stop doing this. Well, that's never going to happen, cocksuckers. And you know who I'm talking to. Some of you out there are pieces of shit Republicans. You're liars, you're frauds, and you're bullshit artists. You are no worse. You are no worse. Or no, I'm sorry. You are no better than the people Oliver Anthony's talking about with the rich men north of Richmond. You're no better. I've seen the horrible shit you guys have done. I've seen you guys smear good local candidates, good people that I know that have goodness in their soul, that bleed fucking goodness. And how dare some of you motherfuckers out there try to run their name into the ground. But I know who you are. I know who you are. And guess what? Because of my podcast, thousands of people now know who you are. And that's the best thing about it. You can't silence me. You're not big enough to silence me, whether in person or right here on the podcast. That's just the way it is. I'm intimidated by no man. That doesn't make me a Billy Badass. It just makes me stand up for what I believe in. And I'm the person that will stand up for what I believe in, even if I'm standing alone. That's how confident that I am in the words that I speak. I speak the truth. When I tell you that somebody is a shit, trash, garbage, cocksucker human being, you can bet your fucking ass that's exactly what they are. And if I tell you somebody's an amazing human being, you can bet your ass that that's fucking true also. I don't hold back. And that bothers people. I laugh at some of you haters. I'm not dumb. I see some of you when you post in these groups. People send me shit where the funniest thing is where I see some of you say stuff like, I don't hold back. I'm the type that's going to tell it how it is. But you don't tell your trash friends how it is because you're afraid to. You can't be the person, you cannot lie on Facebook. You cannot claim that you're the type that says what's on your mind and then promote a shady business or a shady human being or back a shady candidate. That's not the way telling it how it is really is, bitch. Telling it how it is ruffling feathers. Okay? Cutting off ties to shitty friendships for shitty business partners. That's rocking the boat, motherfucker. But so that's not telling it how it is. You are a sheep and you go with the flow. I've never been that way. If I think somebody's a shitty person, like I said, 9 times out of 10, I'm dead on. And I know what I'm talking about. But anyway, enough about me. I want you to all go out there and listen to Oliver Anthony. Support this guy. I hope the guy goes right to the top, and I hope God surrounds him in a shield and protects him. Because that's exactly what he deserves. He deserves the very, very best, folks. And, you know, I hope that if he does sign, I'm sure that he'll sign a contract where it doesn't prevent him from singing certain songs. I wonder, had he been a signed artist already, would he have been able to release that song? Would the powers that be would they have put their neck on the record company and stopped them? I don't know. But I wouldn't be surprised. So he's probably hesitant. He probably doesn't trust many people. He's not going to say that, but I'm sure that's what it is. And let's be honest, all these record companies want to sign him because they want a piece of the pie. Again, it's all about money. We ain't fucking stupid. And, you know, another part of the song is what I love about this Oliver Anthony, Richmond, North of Richmond. I love the part where he says, living in the new world. And you've heard me say that. We are in the new world. Why do I say that? Okay, I'm 56. The world I grew up in when I was 16, 17, no longer exists, people. And you people that are listening that are 25 and 30, I understand that you don't truly get it. You don't get it. Trust me when I tell you, life changed. Our freedoms changed when the towers came down. And the unpatriotic Patriot Act, look it up. Look up the Patriot Act that was passed shortly after 9/11. Everything changed after that. So anyway, Oliver Anthony sings the line that says, living in the new world with an old soul. That's people like me. And then there's another part of the song I like. He's like, the rich men north of Richmond, Lord, they want total control. They want to know how you think. They want to know what you do. And they don't think you know, but I know that you do. Isn't that what I tell you? Isn't that what I tell you on my conspiracy page? We all know something's wrong with the world, but we don't know what it is. But we're figuring it out. And that's why we are a threat to the establishment in Washington. Let me tell you what they fear. Again, the media, Hollywood town, the Washington establishment, the corporate media, the lawyers, these fucking perpetual, full-time pathological liars. They are lifetime liars and frauds and crooks. Dr. Fauci, all of these fucking scientists, all of this bullshit in Capitol Hill, the Democrats and Republicans in Congress, they fear us coming together. They want to divide us. They want to put a wedge between us, between blacks and whites, and all kinds of nationalities. They want us fighting among each other. Because while we're fighting among each other, they can keep lining their pockets with more money. passing more laws to control you, nationally and locally. And as Oliver Anthony said, they don't think you know, but I know that you do. You all know that this is fucking happening. So my question is, how long? How long are we going to allow these people? We outnumber them. We outnumber them, not the other way around. I'm not calling for a revolution. I'm just trying to tell you to wake the fuck up. Our liberties are being devoured by the day. We are no longer, again, we are no longer the, this country is no longer the country I grew up in. Nothing like it was when I was 20 years old. Everything's changed. People have changed. Technology, just like Oliver Anthony said, the internet is destroying lives. It's making our life better, but at a cost. People no longer really know how to communicate with each other. I feel like the internet and everybody having a phone on them 24/7. How many times you're in a restaurant and you see a couple across from you and they're just, both of them are stuck in their phones. Like, what are y'all doing? Y'all can't put the phone down for a minute while you're eating fucking food? You can't take 30 minutes to set that phone down? Do you see the problem, folks? And people don't know how to communicate one-on-one. So that's why you have all these addiction issues, online addiction. Online stuff alone is just be as addictive. So, I don't know, folks. It's just something to think about. But anyway, do yourself a favor. Because if not, you're doing yourself a disfavor by not checking out the one and only Oliver Anthony. Play the song. Share it with your friends. Turn them on to Oliver Anthony's music. Again, music that we shouldn't have probably ever gotten away from in the first place. So, thank you for listening to the one and only Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast, with your host, of course, me, Lee Leffingwell. And I will be back soon. Give me about a week or two, and I will be back. I'm going to try to get some more interviews with people, some interesting people. I don't know. Who knows what we're going to come up with? But it's going to be interesting. And again, thank you for being on this journey with me. I appreciate every single listener. Even you haters out there, I know you want to hang on my every word to think you're going to get me with something. To think that you're going to message me maybe with a fake email or a fake name to try to intimidate me. But you can't intimidate me. No matter what you do or try, you're never going to intimidate me. You're never going to put any fear in me. That's never going to happen. So if that is your goal, then you've already lost, folks. But again, thanks you for all for listening. I appreciate it. Have a good day.